USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The latest mass shooting ordeal on the West Coast ends with four dead now, including the alleged shooter. The suspect confirmed dead tonight. Police in Washington State say he walked into a convenience store earlier in the day and began shooting.
There was no interaction between him and the people. They were just sitting there getting food.
Meanwhile, we're learning more since a mass shooting in Northern California ended with seven people dead and a gunman cooperating. On Tuesday, authorities indicated the suspect gunman and victims in the Half Moon Bay mass shooting likely were co-workers. San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus identifies the suspect and reveals the alleged mass murder weapon.
Chin Lu Zhao, a 66-year-old male resident of Half Moon Bay. The semi-automatic handgun was legally purchased and owned.
11 others were shot and killed in another incident in Monterey Bay, California, last weekend. Wicked storms tore through parts of southeast Texas on Tuesday.
Freight train sounding winds roared through parts of the Houston area. This man telling KPRC-TV that he rode out the tornado in his home.
I just heard a big boom. The back windows blew out of the house, and we just started seeing stuff flying.
Damage to homes and trailers being reported in parts of southeast Houston, as well as in nearby Deer Park and Pasadena, Texas.
Correspondent John Schaefer. The U.S. government and several more states are suing Google over antitrust concerns involving its alleged monopolization of the digital ads marketplace. Under congressional investigation for possible market monopolization involving his company Live Nation CFO Joe Berchtold, offering apologies for Ticketmaster's major November mishap involving Taylor Swift tickets.
We apologize to the fans. We apologize to Ms. Swift. We need to do better, and we will do better.
During a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing Tuesday, he said the problem was due to automated bots. This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
The Senate Minority Leader is handing off the debt ceiling issue to President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
So I think the final solution to this particular episode lies between Speaker McCarthy and the President.
Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell said he's doubtful a debt ceiling measure from the Democrat-controlled Senate would pass the Republican-controlled House. Instead, he thinks the issue is between the new Speaker and the President. He said it's, quote, reasonable for McCarthy and his team to put spending reduction on the table. California Governor Gavin Newsom is meeting with victims' families impacted by the deadly shootings in Half Moon Bay. Speaking Tuesday, Newsom said California has the toughest gun laws in the nation. But the federal government also needs to do its job, especially House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
You have one party that are obstructions. You have a leader of that party from the state of California hasn't said a damn word about these mass atrocities to farm workers he purports to lay claim to care about.
Newsom pointed to the 2019 shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival, where, despite California's laws, the gunman there got his weapon in Nevada. Seven people were killed Monday when a gunman opened fire at two locations in Half Moon Bay. That was after 11 others were killed in a mass shooting over the weekend. Gas prices keep climbing. AAA reports the national average price for a regular is up 2 cents from Monday to $3.44 a gallon. Prices have shot up 35 cents a gallon over the past month. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.